Working and having stores open on Sundays have been routine in the United States for decades now. We know all about that here at Weekend Edition. But for much of the rest of the world, Sunday remains a day off. In France, a century-old labor law designates Sunday as an official day of rest and forbids most businesses from opening. Luxury handbag maker Louis Vuitton wants to change that. The company is challenging a conviction under the law, and with it, say many, the traditional Sunday day off is threatened. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from Paris.
On Paris's swanky Champs-Élysées Boulevard, tourists and shoppers rub elbows with the rich and famous. Here, between the cafes and cobblestones, Louis Vuitton operates its 20,000-square-foot flagship store. Inside the grandiose boutique, the walls are lined with Vuitton's colorful 2006 handbag collection, and the sleekly dressed sales staff stand ready to assist customers. While the Champs-Élysées is crawling with tourists this time of year, shoppers who show up this Sunday will find Louis Vuitton closed. Vuitton could be forced to shut its doors permanently on Sundays after being sued by several French unions. Françoise Nicoletta is a member of the union Force Ouvrière.
Parce que Louis Vuitton avait ouvert sur les Champs-Élysées d'une manière totalement
illégale. Louis Vuitton opened totally illegally on the Champs-Élysées. In France, you can only open on Sunday if your operation is related to culture. And handbags are not culture.
French labor laws say that only retailers with a cultural, recreational, or sportive aspect to their business can open Sunday. Exceptions are also made for museums, restaurants, and tobacco shops. Vuitton tried to sidestep the law by installing a small museum on the top floor of the store, which exhibits art and information about the history of the brand. While business advocates say such arcane laws are absurd in a country where the unemployment rate hovers around 10%, Nicoletta says forcing all retailers to close Sundays levels the playing field.
Pour un petit patron qui a deux salariés dans sa boutique, il est
for a small business owner who maybe has two employees, it's impossible to open 7 days a week. So he'll eventually go out of business, and then there'll be three more unemployed people.
Louis Vuitton, which is appealing the court ruling, has won a temporary reprieve. Its store will be allowed to open Sundays from next weekend, at least until the appeal is heard. The company declined a request for an interview, but Jean-Patrick Grumberg, president of a business coalition called Let Us Work, says the law must be modified.
It's the perfect stupid case where a store should not be closed on Sunday. It's on Champs-Élysées. I believe Champs-Élysées is the one most visited street avenue in the world. It's a tourist area. And tourists don't understand that Vuitton, who represents France, and Champs-Élysées, who represents France, would be closed on Sunday.
The battle between the high-end retailer and labor unions has highlighted French debates about the balance of work and family life and the relation between labor flexibility and unemployment. And while the internet and a younger workforce are chipping away at traditional work and leisure habits, most French people still favor a weekly day of rest, says Jean-Daniel Lévy with the CSA Polling Institute.
Ils estiment d'une manière générale, en fait, que
for the most part, people still feel that stores should be closed on Sunday. They think that there should be a day set aside for family and personal time, and that this should be the same day for everyone. People don't want cities that are open 24 hours a day.
At the heart of the Sunday work debate is the issue of adapting the traditional French way of life to a nonstop global economy. Whatever the final outcome of the Vuitton case, proponents on both sides agree it will not be the last word in the matter. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.